Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel says it has carried out its largest single assault in Gaza since fighting began this week between Israelis and Palestinians. Israel targeted a Palestinian militant tunnel network. NPR's Daniel Estrin says masses of Palestinian civilians fled the Israeli strikes.
This attack was in a crowded civilian area, the city of Beit Hanun. Israel also used artillery fire, which can be less precise and can be harder to avoid casualties. And unlike other strikes where Israel has called residents in Gaza, warned them to leave, the Israeli army spokesman tells us there were no phone calls to civilians with this operation. Residents in that area said there were sounds of firing for a few hours before, so many people did flee before this huge offensive began. They were just carrying blankets and food.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 don't need to wear masks outside or indoors. They say the COVID vaccines work so well that there is limited danger from people who are unvaccinated. Rather, people who don't have the vaccine are at risk. The Biden administration says it will invest more than $7 billion to strengthen the nation's public health system. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead has more.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says the money, which will come from the American Rescue Plan, will address the, quote, frail state of public health infrastructure in the U.S. She says that starts with hiring, training, and supporting new public health workers across the country.
Though many threats have increased in complexity and scale in recent years, our nation's public health workforce has gotten smaller.
Walensky says $4.4 billion will go to help state and local health departments fight COVID-19. $3 billion will be used to help them prepare for future pandemics. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll sign a bill banning abortion after about the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, Texas lawmakers are trying a new way to promote an idea that has been repeatedly struck down by federal courts.
The legislation finalized in the Texas legislature bans abortion as soon as cardiac activity can be detected, before many people know they're pregnant. It allows individual citizens to sue anyone believed to have facilitated such an abortion. In a recent interview with NPR, Rebecca Parma of Texas Right to Life said advocates hope that approach will stand up to legal challenges, unlike similar laws passed in other states.
Just after seeing the repeated passage and enjoyment of these other heartbeat bills was the thought that something, you know, we need to try something new.
Hundreds of Texas lawyers sent a letter to state lawmakers calling the legislation exceptionally broad and warning that it could put doctors and others at risk. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
This is NPR. A Minnesota judge has pushed back the trial date for three former Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding Derek Chauvin, convicted of murdering George Floyd. Their trial date has been moved to March 2022. All four former officers also face federal charges in Floyd's murder. The Minnesota judge said he wants the federal case to proceed first. The Environmental Protection Agency is rescinding a Trump-era rule. It required regulators to consider the cost and benefit of air protections. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the rule was finalized in December.
The move, like many of the Trump administration's, aimed to make it harder to pass regulations. In this case, clean air rules, by making the EPA consider the cost of a regulation compared to the perceived benefit. Critics of the Trump rule pointed out that it did not include the health benefits of cleaner air in that analysis. Early deaths and illnesses from air pollution cost the U.S. economy hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They also disproportionately affect people of color. The Trump-era rule also didn't factor in down-the-road costs of climate change from increased greenhouse gas emissions. In revoking the rule, EPA Administrator Michael Regan called it unnecessary and misguided. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Officials in northeast India say they believe lightning may have killed a herd of Asiatic elephants. 18 elephants were discovered dead in a protected forest reserve on top of a hill. Veterinarians are conducting autopsies to determine the cause of death. Local Indian officials have ordered an inquiry. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.